Slow cities are, by definition, small cities. Some big cities are making environmental progress, too, by rethinking how people get around. Mexico City's Metrobus project has cut CO2 emissions by an estimated 80,000 tons a year. Living on Earth reported on Metrobus when it started up back in 2005. We spoke with former city environmental minister Claudia Sheinbaum.
We have substituted 350 buses for 80 buses. And the 350 buses used to be very old buses. So if you have a reduction, both in local pollutants and in greenhouse gas emissions.
Mexico's Metrobus was just honored by Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government for its success. That's where Living on Earth's Steve Curwood caught up with Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard. The mayor has ambitious plans to green the world's largest cities.
You're off to Copenhagen. The 40 largest cities in the world, I believe, have come together in a group of you mayors will be there. What do you expect to accomplish in Copenhagen as a mayor?
Well, we want to have an agreement between the most important cities of the world, and then to propose and to pressure the national governments and the global institutions to go faster than they go right now. In basis in the effort that the cities already are doing. If you take a look of Toronto, even New York, or San Francisco, or London, every city in the world, the major part of them, are taking measures seriously and fastly. And this is a global issue. So we cannot wait the national governments to take the initiative because they are behind right now.
So what do you do to get national governments to move? What do you do to get your own government to move?
Well, we are pressing every time to the federal government in our country. I think that they understand that they should move faster. And we have an agreement because our plan in the city requires national decisions. For instance, what about the diesel? What about the car industry technology? Should be a national-level decision, but the city have taken several measures in the past 2 years that move or pressure the federal government to move faster. For instance, we are going to have in Mexico City in 2011 the electrical cars from Japan and maybe United States. Maybe. I don't know. So this requires a new kind of decisions on the federal level in order to supply the energy to the users of those cars and to improve the regulations about the car industry technologies in Mexico. So we are going to do this at the same time the United States, UK, and the Canadian cities. So it's going to be a really important pressure to change the regulations in all those countries. So as far as I can see, the cities can lead these kind of decisions and really change things in the short term. Because otherwise we are going to wait, another 5 years? So what's going to happen?
Now, if you look at the political spectrum, you're considered more progressive, more to the left, than your national government at home, which is considered more to the right, more conservative. How do you overcome that gap to get cooperation on these things?
So we are talking to the young people, to the middle classes also, in order to put these green issues on the top of the agenda. And it's working on.
Recently, I think you increased the number of days that you can't drive a car. Yeah. You started to include Saturday. So that means that on any given Saturday, a fifth of your voters are unhappy with you.
Well, 80% of the people in the city uses, right now, public transportation facilities. 80%. So it's very different, the situation in Mexico City, than here. But on the other hand, I think that if you want to really do things, several times you take decisions. There are no popular measures, but can be effective. So you cannot only run the city with surveys in the short term.
Some might say that you're positioning yourself to run for president in 2012, that if the national government doesn't perform, You'll hold up Mexico City as a green example and other issues to bolster your candidacy for president. What do you say?
Yes, why not? Why not? We need a more equal society in Mexico and new ideas about innovation. Let's think in the 21st century and not in the past century. So, why not?
Steve Curwood talking with Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard. Just ahead, the United Kingdom wants more renewable energy, including tidal power. But a plan for a huge wall in a river mouth is making waves.
Put a barrage across like that, the barrage effectiveness will not be 100 years, it probably will only be 10 years. It will just be mind-boggling. It'll just silt the whole place up and turn the whole place into a vast bog.
The pros and cons of harnessing the River Severn. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.